This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. These days, many of us are concerned about our carbon footprints and have moved toward low-energy light bulbs or carpooling. But there are other big factors contributing to carbon emissions, like illegal logging in rainforests. The problem is rainforests are often remote, so we rely on satellites to beam back images of illegal logging, but they don't reach us until after the criminals have gone. Topher White says he's got a solution. He's the CEO of Rainforest Connection. Hey, Topher, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign for a device you invented that you call a solution to illegal logging. It sounds like a tall order. How does it work?
It's a hardware device built from old cell phones that is put out in the forest, and it listens for the sounds that we know are illegal logging and poaching, and it sends real-time alerts to authorities who can show up and stop it.
You're listening for specific things. What are the sounds of illegal logging?
Chainsaws. And chainsaws are one of those sounds that in the forest, it really doesn't belong. So we're actually able to pick it out quite easily, even at great distance.
So this is a device made of old cell phones. Tell me, how does it deal with rain? How do you power it? And do you need a cell phone signal in order for it to be able to work?
Yeah, so if you were to look at the device, what you would see is a black box inside which is a standard Android cell phone. But there's a really high-powered microphone sticking out. And there's these petals, they sort of look like flower petals sticking out. But on these petals, there are these strips of solar panels that are standard solar panels, the same ones you have on your roof, but they're configured in such a way and they're wired up in such a way that we're able to maximize the amount of energy we can generate from the very rare rays of light that break through the canopy.
All right, let's talk about the enforcement. So once the device picks up the sound of the chainsaw, it then sends a signal to local law enforcement, is that right?
Yeah, so out in the forest, as you brought this up, is there cell phone service out there? There is, particularly on the periphery that's close to civilization. But in doing so, it actually is able to stream the live audio from the device up to the cloud. We do the analysis, and then we actually send alerts to first local enforcement on the ground. If they don't respond, more rangers will get it. If they don't, their bosses. If it's not them, their funders, and on up.
Last question, Topher. How can you tell that it's the sound of a chainsaw versus the sound of something else out in the jungle?
With the chainsaws, they, in fact, do have an internal combustion engine, which turns at about 110 times per second. So we're able to pick out these spikes that occur at very set frequencies. And those spikes never occur from virtually anything else in the forest. And so we're able to match those at that signature, so to speak, out of the soundscape of the forest, which is actually a very noisy place.
Topher White is the CEO of Rainforest Connection.